other communities have done this. I believe it started in Seattle in 1998, where they had the library brought the community together to read one book, and other communities have, many other communities have done this since, very successfully. And we thought it would be a good idea to do here for Champaign-Urbana and the area to get everyone excited and reading the same book and able to go to book discussions and special programs built around the particular book that is selected.
How did you choose the five finalists?
Well, we had a staff committee. Actually, it was kind of a large committee, and we met many times, and we went over many suggestions. It was a tough choice. There are so many worthy books out there. Part of the consideration, though, was could we get many copies of the book quickly, because once the voting is done, we will order probably up to 500 copies, and the bookstores will also order multiple copies. But also, could we afford the books? Would we get a good discount? The library does get a discount usually on the title that was selected. So that was part of how we narrowed down the choices.
What about some of the choices as far as content? I'm sure you know that played into it. You didn't want to pick something extremely complicated or obscure that would turn off readers. Can you explain a little bit about the books that you did choose and tell me, content-wise, why those were the best choices?
Well, we wanted something that would appeal to a wide range of readers, obviously. We selected books that we thought would give maybe some real choice, that some differences. For example, we thought Cold Mountain might be popular because of the movie that's out and people hearing about it, so people might be interested in reading it. Fahrenheit 451 is kind of an old classic, well, not that old, but it's a classic that other communities have done quite successfully, and I think the topic about censorship is certainly is a subject that is still relevant in our lives today. A Painted House by John Grisham is a departure for this author. He's a very popular author, but this book doesn't have a lawyer in it, and it's about a young boy growing up in the 1950s, and it's about baseball and a murder and just a rural lifestyle that is different. Element OP is a kind of a political satire, one of the few that have been written in this century. Again, we thought this would have wide appeal. It's not a real place and time, but it certainly has a message about government and Peace Like a River is just a beautifully written book with a very compelling story about a family and it's a story about a man's faith, and it's about miracles and family, and I think it is something that everyone would enjoy.
What are some of the other things that you've seen happen in other communities as far as book discussions and other programs? I know that you mentioned those are something that you'd like to look into. Do you have any plans in mind?
Well, once the book is selected, then we're going to spring into action, and we are going to be considering all kinds of possibilities for programs. Of course, we'll have book discussions, and we'll try to have those in various locations and multiple discussions that people can attend. But we're going to be looking at bringing in speakers, depending on what the topics of the book are. We might even try to get the author in, or if we can't do that, maybe try to set up an arrangement where people could do online conversations with the author. What we'd like to do, though, is have programs that will appeal to all ages, have some that would be appropriate for children and families, some that would be more for adults, but a wide range of programs.